Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. My Lowe's Pro Rewards members save even more with limited-time doorbuster deals. Save $5 on 24-count Contractor's Choice 42-gallon trash bags, now just $14.78. Plus, get your choice select DeWalt Elite Series saw blades for $9.98. Not a Pro Rewards member? Join for free today at Lowe's. Valid through 9/17. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Touchdown. Vershawn Jackson, number 34, gets the touchdown.
Terrell Farley.
Defending Terrell Farley, who last week in his first start was a holy terror. Number 43.
And Jake Bakoven. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Powered by Bauer. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Yeah. I say yeah. Mark, I said yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. This is the black shirt, Terrell Farley, and I'm with
Bach.
And the captain is coming after this first segment. So it's just me and Bach at the Ticket, 93.7. We are powered
by
Bauer. It's a gloomy Friday out here in Lincoln. Needed a little rain.
Yeah.
I put some grass seeds out, so I need.
Oh, I did too. Yeah.
I put some out last week, and it's been dry. And I've been trying to water it. The dogs. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a battle. But I just did it yesterday.
It's still new,
the rain was coming.
It's still new grass. So.
But, oh yeah.
You know, we're trying to get it right. I like the green grass. You know, edged up right. Even though I don't cut my own grass, so but.
You a big yard guy?
I was, but this company taking where we at now. They got service for the
it doesn't matter.
I can just sit on the back porch and watch it now.
See, some people really love their grass, you know, their yard to look fantastic.
I'm a big yard. I love, you know, the greener the better.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of people who take care of their grass, and I'm one of them. So, you know, it's good to be back in the house, but you know, I missed the mowing the yard.
You can go mow it in my yard. Go ahead.
No, Bach.
No. Oh, no.
Be a man, Bach. Put your big boy pants on.
Yeah.
Woo, boy. Well, the Lakers got their booty smacked yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
I told Vershawn. Yeah. I told him.
You did call it yesterday. Yeah, you said a blowout was coming.
That's the Lakers, though. They play good one game, and the next game they suck.
Yeah.
Trash.
Well, it's, you know, I also give credit to the Warriors. Steve Kerr is one of the best at making adjustments. They went small again. They put JaMychal Green in the lineup, take out Kavon Looney, who's been getting all these rebounds. I mean, he's got like 20 rebounds in several games last series. But they went small to try to negate, go against the Lakers and try to get up and down the court fast. They ended up, I think, with, 33 more points beyond the arc. That's going to be tough. They're known for getting their free throws. They only had as many free throws as the Warriors. So great adjustment by the Warriors. I just love the series. I know, you know, it's game two. Now you're moving on to game three. You go back to Crypto.com Center, formerly Staples Center. But I think it's a little bit – maybe it's because it's not the finals this time. Maybe it's because we've seen it before. But LeBron versus Steph, especially at this stage of their career – is amazing because this is going to be known as the LeBron era, yet Steph's bringing home all the titles. And, you know, we'll see if this series is pivotal in that once again this year.
Can Golden State win in L.A.? Yes.
Yes.
So that's kind of concerns me because if they still game three because they still might be hot. And Steph can, and Steph can shoot it from anywhere. And then you got Klay Thompson, who's Draymond Green, who's being a good boy of this series.
Yeah, so far.
You know, I think he only picks on people who we know he can pick with. So.
He's got a high level of respect for LeBron.
Yeah,
they're like
so,
buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I seen him hug the other night.
Yeah,
I forgot what it was.
He actually requested the night that LeBron got the all-time scoring record, he requested that he could be there. He wanted to be there instead of with his team in Golden State. Steve Kerr and management ultimately decided it'd be better for him to be with the team. But that's how, you know, and it's a big moment in basketball, so I get it. But that's how close they are.
Oh, that's good. Kyrie Irving, was he at a game?
He might have been at the game. I can't remember. I think he had a similar type of feeling.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't think he deserves to be a Laker. I don't know. Kyrie is a cancer wherever he goes. You know, he doesn't play that many games. I think he has more psychological problems than world problems. So, you know, I don't think he's a fit with the Lakers. Not that type of fit. I know LeBron's coming to near end of his playing days, but you know, I don't think they need to come back together. Now, can the Warriors win in LA? Yes, I know that for sure. You know, but I think if the Lakers can at least take these two, I think it'll be over with.
Yeah.
If the Lakers win these two at home, I think it'll be over with.
It would be tough to come back. Of course, LeBron's come back from that deficit before. Steph's come back from that deficit before. The 3-1s are very famous within their own story arcs and their own careers. I wouldn't put it past this series to go pretty far. Rashawn, I know he's big into the Lakers and thought that, you know, they might be able to easily win this series, but it's going to be hard to take down a champion. And, you know, the Warriors, obviously the defending champions, also going to be hard to take down LeBron. So, you know, I think it is going to probably last at least 6 or 7 games.
Yeah.
And I just hope that everybody embraces it and loves it as much as you can, because this is, you know, it's hard to compare. I mean,
it could be it could either go 4-2 or 4-1.
Yeah. It could go. It could get swept up pretty quickly.
Yeah, because the Golden State can win 4 straight.
Oh, yeah.
And then either way it go, they can. So they're that good of a team. But we'll see. No sound on YouTube?
Oh, okay. I don't know how that's got switched. All right. Well, should be good now.
All righty. We're back. Oh, come on, Bach. We got to get it right now. But what else? Who else played last night, Bach? I forgot the other team.
That was the only game last night. They're kind of starting to spread it out. So you have the Celtics and 76ers for their pivotal game 3 tonight. And of course the other series will pick up over the weekend, but
so that's New York and Miami.
Yeah, New York and Miami and Denver, who has a two game to nothing lead over the Suns, which is kind of interesting. Of course, you know, that's the big move of this season was Kevin Durant moving over to the Suns.
So they will make Sunday game for the Lakers. Is it a Sunday game?
I can look up the schedule.
Cause it's
here.
Probably going to be a triple header Sunday if it does like that Mother's Day weekend.
Let's see what they got. So tonight you have the 76ers and Celtics, like I said. Actually, also tonight, so you got two games tonight. The Suns and Nuggets, obviously a must-win for the Suns at home there. And then tomorrow, Saturday, will be Knicks, Heat, Lakers, Warriors. And then Sunday you do get back to the Celtics, 76ers, and Nuggets, Suns. So.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah. You've got a feeling in any of those other series? I mean, the Suns being down 2-0.
Well, Suns in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm not really.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy 4 select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
I'm not familiar with that team, but I know I don't even watch, what is that, Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even watch them that much, but they must be good. So, I know it'll be a disappointment if the Suns don't come out of the West with all the talent they got. But, you know, this is win or go home. So, right now, they about to go home if they can't squeeze two games out of here and go back to Denver with a tied-up record league, series. So,
that's why they're in such trouble. I mean, even if you split at home, you're still down 3-1. So it's going to be hard. Chris Paul is going to be out for the next couple of games. So that's not going to help. I mean, you still expect Kevin Durant and Devin Booker to step up and try to take down the Nuggets. But the Nuggets are an interesting story, too, because they're almost, you just kind of have to see it in the playoffs. And this would be one of their first big series. I'm not going to deny some of they've had some great classic series over the last couple of years, but they never come out of the West. It would be a big, big accomplishment to take down the Suns here. And then, of course, the Knicks and the Heat. I think that's kind of, with what Jimmy Butler's kind of got going, I mean, they got it tied up. He didn't lose that game there. He was out the last one. So it might be a war of attrition there a little bit because with the Knicks, they were out without their star player and Julius Randle as well in the first game. So that's interesting. And those are good stories. But I think you're still looking at probably the favorites being the Celtics 76ers winners in the West. I mean, Nuggets, Warriors, Lakers are probably right up there. Suns in a hole right now.
Yeah, but do you watch arena football any, Buck?
Arena football, no. I don't watch too much.
Have you heard about the Antonio Brown thing where he's the owner of arena football team?
Yeah, I did see that.
And the coach, nobody has been paid.
Yeah.
You know, and the players got locked out of their hotel rooms. So, you know, I guess they stay in hotels for the quick season of it. But it's kind of funny, you know, that, you know, he gets – arena team and destroys it. You know, I feel bad for the guys. They can't get paid. Arena football is not like it used to be. It used to be a great thing to watch on TV, but now it's just a league that's probably about to fold.
Well, and that's, you know, that was one of the leagues kind of in the peripherals. And when, you know, we could say the USFL and the XFL aren't going to make it and they're never going to be the NFL. But they are kind of in that next level now where they've got national TV contracts. You know, you see them on television. They get moments in the spotlight. We just had a couple of days ago, I was watching Alonzo Moore, former Husker, get a big, 72-yard haul that he called a play out with Mike Riley coaching him. So, I mean, there can be some interest there. And, you know, what that does do is, you know, all those other kind of leagues that you have there, they fall a little bit in the rank. And, again, nobody's competing with the NFL. Nobody's competing with college football. But there are rankings of the leagues and you know profits and stuff. But at the same time, and I don't know how much Antonio Brown is, you know, he's kind of fighting back saying he's not the majority owner and all that stuff. But I wouldn't trust playing for Antonio Brown.
He wants to come back to the NFL.
He does. He put out a picture of him with a Ravens jersey on. Ravens haven't signed him. There hasn't been announced. But
who in their right mind would sign this guy? I don't care how much talent he has. He has destroyed himself.
Yeah.
From playing football again.
Which is
He should go to the XFL over there.
Yeah, he might.
You know, because I don't think that his style is for the NFL anymore. I mean, he got too much baggage. You know, all the things he did in the pool, that kind of stuff. You know, it's just...
Well, just taking his shirt off and leaving mid-game.
Yeah, you know, who does? You let your teammates down. I don't understand that. That's like... You're leaving us. It's like walking out on your kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's how I feel about it.
And he hasn't been quite up. You know, in Tampa, he wasn't up to his Pittsburgh level of production either. Played in about half the games each year, but would have been somewhere between an 800,000-yard type of receiver if he'd played in all the games, which staying healthy at his age is difficult to do as well. But you remember in Pittsburgh, I mean, he was putting up 1,800-yard seasons, 1,500-yard seasons, 1,300-yard seasons. You know, he's not that player anymore. And like you said, at some point, the baggage kind of catches up to you. He's still definitely talented enough and good enough to make NFL rosters. That's not the question there. But is he worth the risk at this point? He took the diva wide receiver thing a little bit too far. And I don't see. I mean, the Ravens, again, he posted a picture with him in a Ravens jersey. There's nothing necessarily connecting them to the Ravens. So maybe on the inside, he's feel like he's got a good deal or he's got a buddy that could get him a jersey. I'm not really sure. We'll kind of track that, but that would certainly be interesting. And Lamar Jackson was kind of, I don't know if he requested it, but you know, they got Odell Beckham Jr. Where there's rumors out there that they want to go get Odell Beckham Jr. Go get Antonio Brown.
Say he want to throw for 6,000 yards.
Lamar does?
Yeah. The highest he ever threw for was 3,200.
That's a big difference. But yeah. He'll prove his doubters wrong, I suppose.
Do you – what I was going to say about him? Never mind about him.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Kentucky Derby this week. Are you getting you
yeah,
get
I said Mother's Day, but that's next weekend. So
yeah.
My bad about that. So, yeah,
you thought Mother's Day was this weekend.
Yeah, Fluffy reminded – yeah, I was going to cook a brisket or something on my – on my little Traeger grill and, you know, cook a great meal. So, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you can, you know, if you surprised your mother a week early, maybe that'd be a surprise.
No, it's not my mother, but you know, I still have to cook.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a cook like that. You know, I'm not just a grill master.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a professional cook.
See, I had your food yesterday. That was delicious.
Yeah, I mean, you got to cook. Yeah. You got to cook stuff besides meat, you know, like I like baked beans with hamburger meat in it. You know, you got to get that real good. Deviled eggs. Yeah. I make that. You know, stuff like that. You know, just to keep you on the edge.
Get your sides going. Yeah.
I make some red beans and rice. So, things like that.
I'm not much of a cook myself, but yeah, your hamburger seriously was... I'm like Rashawn where I just love ketchup. So usually I'll have to douse it in ketchup, but that was tasty enough. I didn't need a ketchup.
Oh, yeah. That's how you cook it.
It's a good cook.
That jerk sauce. It's one of my friend's sauce. So I won't reveal any names, but it's a secret sauce.
Did you put that on the chicken too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that chicken was good too.
Oh, yeah. I put it on. I dip my chips in it if I want to.
Do you really?
Make me some Roman noodles and then put a little.
Oh, yeah.
Some chili Roman noodles. Then I put some jerk sauce in it and make some spicy noodles.
There you go.
Well, let's take it a break. We'll just see if the captain coming in.
Yeah, we'll take it a break here. You're listening to the captain here on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. When we come back, hopefully, we will be joined by the three-time national champ himself, Rashawn Jackson. But either way, we'll be riding with the All-American and national champ, Terrell Farley, and myself, Bach. We'll be back after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,